This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Dr. Lisa Soto back. She is the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council. We also have William Payne. He's the Catering Manager with Matt's Casbah. And today we're going to talk about the second annual
Midsummer Night Gala.
And it's coming up real soon. It's going to be on August 2nd, 7 p.m., and you can register online. Lisa, tell us all the details.
Well, thank you, Terry, so much for having me and for always supporting programs that help the Indian River Lagoon. We really appreciate it. Marine Resources Council has been striving to protect and restore the Indian River Lagoon for over 25 years, and this is our second annual Midsummer Night fundraiser event. It's going to be right on the river at the Lagoon House this Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available online at www.savetheirl.org. We have two terrific speakers that are going to be there. We're honoring two Lagoon champions, Senator Thad Altman. He's a local, grew up right here in the Ogallala area. He's going to come and talk about his efforts up in Tallahassee last year to bring in millions of dollars to help save the lagoon. And then we have the lagoon icon, Maggie Herchala, who's a South Lagoon resident who's been down there. She was a Martin County commissioner. She's a real advocate for the environment, and they're just a terrific team to have. We're very, very honored to have them and privileged to have Matt's Casbah, who's going to be catering some delicious food, and I'll let William talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, William, so what's on the menu?
We're going to be doing our seafood paella. We've done it for several other FIT events, and looking forward to it. It's different fish, mussels, clams. It comes in a tomato stock. It takes about 2 hours to prepare from start to finish. And we serve it right out of the pan where we cook it, and looking forward to the evening.
So you actually cook it at the event?
Yep. We have to arrive 2 hours before people want to eat.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful event, and all the proceeds go to support the lagoon and the Marine Resources Council. And it happens, as you said, on Saturday, August 2nd, 7 p.m. And what other highlights of the event are there?
As it was last year, it's a dedication to art and science. So we've had a lot of local artists donate their artworks, and we have seven, I believe, painted rain barrels. So if you want a gorgeous painted rain barrel, this is the place to get it. Come in and bid on the silent auction. We've got a number of things up for bid and delicious food like Matt's Casbah and others, and these terrific speakers, and it's just a good time, and it's right on the river, so it's a beautiful view and lots of wine and food and good times. We'd love to have you there.
And tickets are still available, but they are going fast. So you get your reservation online at Save the IRL. That's all one word, savetheirl.org.
I also want to thank you and thank WFIT for all of your support and the sponsors that we have for the Midsummer Night Gala. We have Jotkoff Financial Group, Matt's Casbah, and Florida Power and Light are our main sponsors. And then the catering restaurants, other than Matt's, are Tuscany Grill, Nomad Cafe, Dig Bistro, Papagallo's, and others. It's going to be a fantastic night.
So we hope that you will come. The Marine Resources Council second annual Midsummer Night Gala, live music, compelling conversation, and delicious gourmet food. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and for all your efforts in saving our lagoon and trying to improve conditions here on the Space Coast. And I want to thank Matt's for being part of this event. And if you like seafood paella, this is an event you won't want to miss. It's happening this Saturday, and tickets are available online at savetheirl.org. We'll see you there.